costly mistakes new investors make. And if you're a new investor, you would want to listen to this as it's going to help you. The second mistake is investing without a plan. Yeah, I said that. Investing without a plan. There are many people that are into investing that do not have an investment plan. Just wake up one morning and you invest $100 in one company, you invest $1,000 in another one, invest $5,000 in another one, or probably around $7,800 in, you know, another company. Just imagine this scenario, right? Let's say you want to build a house. You meet an architect, and the architect says, okay, let's get to the site, get an engineer. And then he just says, let's start building. And you're asking the architect, okay, so what do you want to build? And said, no, let's just start building, right? When we'll get to a particular point, we'll figure out everything. How would that sound to you? Are you going to continue with such architects? You're not going to continue with such architect. Why? Because the architect is not giving you a plan. There is something called a building plan. The building plan tells you what is going to be involved in the building, and so you can plan better. All right, based on the building plan, you can decide to adjust your budget. All right, so most investors do not have an investment plan. It is very important for you to have an investment plan. An investment plan will help you stay consistent in your journey or in your investment journey.